What do you think allowed you to be so consistent today with where you're putting your bunts?
Just the preparation I did this week, and that's really it. Going with the wind, it was a little bit easier to punt, but going into it, I kind of had to keep it lower and drive it out since it was so windy up there.
Go through that punt that you had down to the 2-yard line.
Oh, that was an awesome moment. I was just trying to drive it as low as I could so I could get as much distance as possible from it, and then I was just feeling a huge adrenaline rush after that. That was a really good moment. Thought we might be able to get a safety, but just barely missed it.
How tough is that to swallow when you get him down there on the 2-1-yard line, something like that, and just ends up being a 98-yard touchdown drive instead of a safety or a quick 3-and-out?
Well, as a punter, you just got to hope that your defense can do good right there, but we weren't able to get it done. But I know in the future that I think we should be able to do that. I mean, as long as I keep doing what I'm doing, I think we'll have good chances of trying to get some safeties and maybe a 3-and-out if we get him pinned inside like the 10.
What's the confidence like in the locker room right now?
Everybody is having to take ownership. And we had a good talk about that after the game. Wyatt got up and rounded up the whole team and said, hey, everybody's got to take ownership. When coach tells you to do something, do something. The coaches are going to take ownership too, but we just got to figure out what to do.